Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming out to Sector Buffalo today for our media briefing on the missing man here on Lake Erie. My name is Lieutenant Junior Grade Caitlin Waddle. I am the Public Affairs Officer here at Sector Buffalo. Last name is Whiskey Alpha Delta Delta Lima Echo. Standing next to me is Commander Tad Drozdowski. Spelling of his last name is D-R-O-Z-D-O-W-S-K-I. Commander Drozdowski is our Chief of Response here at Sector Buffalo. I'm gonna hand it over to Commander Drozdowski. He's gonna read off the latest information we have, and then we will open it up for about a 5-minute question and answer session. At this time, Commander Drozdowski.
Can you spell his first name?
Sure.
Okay, first name Tad Tango Alpha Delta.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At 1 p.m. yesterday, the Coast Guard received a notification from the Hamburg Police Department that a vessel had washed ashore near Hamburg, New York. The vessel showed signs of having been recently used due to fishing gear, a cooler with fish, and other personal effects on board. By using the information found on board and reaching out to Mr. Reinhardt's family, the Coast Guard was able to determine that the vessel was owned by Mr. Reinhardt, who had departed Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada yesterday morning alone to go fishing. Due to Mr. Reinhardt not being with his vessel and his family not hearing that his plans had changed, he was and remains assumed missing on the waters of Lake Erie. The Coast Guard immediately issued an urgent marine information broadcast asking all mariners to keep a lookout for Mr. Reinhardt and a potential person in the water. Using a chart plotter that was on the vessel, Sector Buffalo was able to develop a search area taking into account the voyage of the vessel. The agencies that have participated in the search so far are boat crews from Coast Guard Station Buffalo aboard our 25 and 45 foot response boats, a boat crew from the Coast Guard Auxiliary, air crews from Coast Guard Air Station Detroit aboard an MH-65 Dolphin helicopter, air crews from Joint Rescue Coordination Center Trenton, Ontario aboard a C-130 airplane and Griffin helicopter, an air crew from Coast Guard Air Station Cape Cod, Massachusetts aboard an HC-144 Ocean Sentry, air crews from Coast Guard Air Station Elizabeth City aboard an HC-130 airplane, a helicopter from the Erie County Sheriff's Office, a boat and a helicopter from Niagara County Marine Unit, a boat from Hamburg Police Department, a boat from Fish and Wildlife out of Hamburg, and a boat and helicopter from Customs and Border Protection. As of 3 p.m. this afternoon, the Coast Guard and all of our partner agencies have searched for a cumulative 55 hours, over 2,732 square nautical miles, which is roughly the equivalent of twice the size of Erie County. We continue to search for Mr. Reinhardt, and our thoughts remain with his family. Thank you.
So at this time, we're going to go ahead and open it up to questions.
Are there suspicions that Mr. Reinhardt may have faked his own death? And if so, why are there those suspicions?
Well, as the Coast Guard, we search for, train, and search for people on the water. All the evidence that we have from looking at the remains on the board suggests a person in the water, and we will aggressively continue our search efforts to locate him alive.
What, if anything, have others been able to tell you that names last seen on the
Yeah, all the information that we have gotten goes into our sector command center, and we're able to utilize that information to develop our search efforts based upon, you know, the chart plotter information, and, you know, where he was last seen and where the boat ended up. We use a very complex computer system to input that information so that when you see our boats on the water or our aircraft in the air, it's based upon all that cumulative information put together.
Is there any reason to believe that he's ever had contact or been arrested by Niagara Regional Police? Do you know anything about
that? I do not know anything about that. Again, I'll focus on the fact that we're using all of our Marine units and our air units to search for a person that we believe to be in the water and locating that person alive.
How long will you continue this search?
Well, all searches are based upon a variety of factors, including, you know, the previous time, you know, all the searching we've done to date, what the individual is wearing, a lot of environmental factors. While I can't say right now how long that will be, as of right now, we are still searching and still remain committed to the search with Coast Guard assets and with all the partner assets that we have listed here. So we're going to keep going.
What kind of evidence do you have that would suggest he is in the water and not faking his own death?
Well, we did have the information off the chart plotter, and his boat, you know, was heading in a south southerly direction at a rate of speed. So with that information and with his gear, you know, still on board the vessel, we have all reason to believe that he is in the water, and we still continue our search efforts for him. So that's what's leading us to believe that.
Can you explain the chart plotter?
It basically, when he should you locate a certain spot where you want to be in the water, you can, you know, plug in information, and that was that heading or that bit of information and the track line south that led us to believe he could be along that track line, or with the drift of the water, which is why our search has us in this area as well.
Just to add on to that, it's kind of like when you drop a pin on your phone to share your location. When people find good fishing spots, they may drop a pin to remind themselves of where to go. So that's some of the information that we were able to use off of his off of this chart plotter that Commander was talking about, and to help aid in our search kind of planning efforts.
Are you taking into consideration that he is wanted in Canada?
Again, I'll go back to the fact that we are looking for a person in the water on Lake Erie, and we do have that knowledge, and if we do come across him, we will use it accordingly. But again, all of our efforts remain on searching for him.
Can you tell us what the status of his boat is at this point that was found on the beach there?
It is being held by a local law enforcement agency, I believe.
We can get that back. We believe it's Hamburg Police, since they're the ones who found it. We believe they're holding on to it as evidence, but I can get back to you for sure on that information.
Are you searching for possibility of any other vessels that may be connected with his case?
We have no reason to believe there are any other vessels connected with this case.
Has your agency been on the beach to look, or is it primarily law enforcement?
We do have local law enforcement conducting landside patrols and assisting us landside, so we do have a team effort. Yesterday, individuals from our Coast Guard here in Buffalo did go down to get an immediate look at the vessel. Again, that was also in concert with our local partner agencies.
Can you say whether forensics people down there with you?
I do not know that information.
Were there any cell phones, any sort of electronics left behind on the vessel?
I do not know. No, his cell phone was not located. And other than the chart plotter, I'm not aware of any other electronic information.
There's been some talk that there was some kind of a beacon or something, or not the chart, whatever again that was, the chart thing, but something, if someone goes overboard, it's activated. Do you know if indeed there was a device like that?
Only thing I can think of would be an EPIRB, and I don't know if he had an EPIRB on board.
It was actually part of the chart plotter. Some of the GPS, they have almost, you know, different buttons. Besides, like, plotting the actual points on there, there are other buttons that you can press if you believe you are in distress. So that kind of SOS button was all part of that GPS, or the chart plotter that we've alluded to.
Is that it activated, do you know, on his chart instrument?
I do not know.
An SOS or distress call?
I do not believe that was activated.
Okay. So nobody has said to you guys that this guy, if and when he's found, they've notified you that he might be placed under arrest. You know nothing about that?
We've been working with all of our partner agencies, so if we do locate him, we will engage with them to determine, you know, his disposition based upon the authorities and the jurisdiction of those agencies.
Do you know why Buffalo police are saying that he's wanted in Canada?
My understanding is that he did commit a crime in Canada, so that would be my understanding.
And you've talked to them, you guys have